Hello, you guys. Welcome back to my podcast. And so I'm super excited because I'm doing this series for Christian therapists. This series is for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions. Listen, over the years, I have been asked so many times, how do you do that? And people have asked me about my own particular journey. And so in this series, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions and also share with you some of my knowledge, experience, and also what God has given me to share with you all to help increase your faith and to learn how to really incorporate God into your sessions. Also, don't forget to purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, Unleashing Your Impact as a Christian Therapist. Also, you can apply for my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to have community, training, resources, and access to our monthly Zoom meetings. Listen, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that this series will bless you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and also to leave me a review on this series. So I'll talk to you in just a moment. Hello, my name is Shakita, and welcome back to my YouTube channel and to the series for Christian therapist. Okay. So today I want to talk about clinical training as a Christian therapist. Now, every therapist is different. Everybody's goals and everybody's area of what they're interested in is very different too. And so earlier I did a video about the five myths about Christian therapists. And one of them is that you don't have to have or you don't need to have quality clinical training. That is a complete myth, okay? You need to have just as much clinical training as you do training in the spirit, okay? Let me explain. And so I shared about how whenever I first got into, you know, therapy, I was definitely spiritually sensitive. I heard God's voice. I could discern, right? And I definitely have grown in this area tremendously over the years. And I'm continuing to grow, you guys. None of us should be at a point where we're like, oh, I know everything. Everything is just perfect. I don't need any more training. Don't have that mindset, for one. Number two, as a therapist, we have to engage in clinical training every year, right? So make sure that you are getting training in areas where you want to grow and become an expert in. And so for me, when I first got into therapy, you know, I was working at a different company. I call it my training ground, where I was just learning about so many different things when it comes to DSM. I have one on my desk somewhere here, not in front of me, but I had the DSM. I had the big one, the mini one. And I also have the handbook, and I have it in digital format too. And so for those of you who don't know what that is, the DSM is what we use to diagnose our clients with whatever issue they're dealing with in that during this time frame, right? It can always change depending on the person and their progress, okay? But when it comes to clinical training, invest in good training. Not all trainings are created equal. They are not. And so whenever I first became a therapist, the company I worked for, to me, offered like basic training. Like they definitely did like CBT, cognitive behavior therapy. I love that one. We all should be training that as therapists. They also trained us in DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, for those who are battling with borderline personality disorder. It also trained us in cognitive therapy as far as like with trauma, CPT. Okay. I love that one. I've taken that training at least three times now. I have the books on it and things of that nature. And so they gave us like those core trainings, but I took out time even outside of the agency to take other trainings in person and online. My favorite company to use is called PESI, P-E-S-I. They have trainings on a variety of different things. And again, every training is different depending on the person who is teaching it. Okay. And so I have so many trainings with them. It's ridiculous. But not only that, I also have certification in grief, okay? Because the company I worked at, they did not, give you training in how to treat grief. And so I actually have a certification in that, and I took this 2-day course on it. It was amazing. I advise anyone to do that. So I encourage you, do not just lean on the gifts of the Spirit or on the Holy Spirit to teach you all of this stuff, okay? So I haven't gotten to this part yet where I'm teaching you about the Holy Spirit, but my book definitely talks more about that. But today I want to go more into the clinical and make sure you understand the importance of that. And so just keep in mind, whatever you're learning when it comes to your clinical training and you're learning and you're studying it right and you're getting experience in it, Holy Spirit pulls from that. It's the same thing with the Word of God where it says, study to show thyself approved. That's the same thing with us as therapists. It does not mean that you get a pass to not study the things about our body and neuroscience and things of that nature. And so, yes, I have balance. I'm trained, I'm well in both, right? If I don't have the answer to something, I go back and I research it. If it's an area my client is coming to me for to get treatment in, and I don't have training in that, I will let them know, hey, listen, okay, I don't have training in this area, but let me help connect you to someone that does. So, for example, for me, I love working with trauma. I love working with grief, anxiety, depression, boundaries, forgiveness, church hurt, religious trauma syndrome, right? Those are like my top areas. Okay. If someone comes to me and they want to, and they have like borderline personality disorder, that's not an area that I love to treat. Okay. I have some training in it, but it's not an area that, I feel like I'm able to operate in my, in my best, my best self. Okay. And so I will refer them to someone who does, and that's okay. You don't have to have all the answers, but you do need to be able to access those answers. Okay, so as I go through this series with you all, I am focused a lot more on the spirit part because that's what's missing with so many people, with so many Christian therapists. They say that, I have a clinical part, but the spirit part is what I'm missing. So that's what my job is. Okay, so my mentorship program, it definitely includes everything. Okay, I have so many worksheets, I have so many tools, resources. Training, I can point you in the right direction of where to go get specific trainings from too as well for a low cost. And some of it is kind of pricey, but once again, how far do you want to go? How effective do you want to be? So that's my spiel today about clinical training. If you have any questions below, feel free to comment about that and I'll try my best to get back to you. And again, don't forget to purchase my book, Holy Spirit Led Counseling for Christian Therapists. And if you're interested, you can apply to become a part of my mentorship program for emerging or aspiring and existing Christian therapists. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.